Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
Whoa, wait.
Yeah, don't touch a fucking thing.
Wait, hold on. I just saw something I've never seen before.
Yeah.
Did you see that too, Nicole?
Yeah, I absolutely.
I've never, ever seen that before.
Great.
You got to go back to the other window.
You want me to go back to the other window?
It's a web browser.
Yeah, go back to the other window.
It's a web. Oh, my God. What's
so
happening?
You have so many tabs open. You have so many tabs open. Each tab only has one single letter, making it look like this is some sort of like portfolio or like a file folder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From the 1920s.
And by the way, there are at least 26 letters here. I mean, it's like enough for a full alphabet.
Earlier today, there were at one point no letters whatsoever, just gray.
Ew, that's disgusting. What the fuck are you doing? Go to a random tab.
Okay, this is the homepage of a professor of African-American religious history. Her name is Judith Wiesenfeld.
You don't know even why you have this tab open.
No, hold on. And what is the page that you were on? You're on a page labeled what?
It's called
Essays.
Wait a minute.
Yes, it's just a page, and the top of the page says Essays.
Oh, yeah.
It's a list of essays.
It's a list of essays that Judith Wiesenfeld has written, like, for instance...
You're glossing over the fact that the most Matt Cutler thing I can imagine is that you went to a random tab and what it said was essays, and it was about religion.
The first essay is entitled Writing a New History of Black Religion, : An Author's Response. Looks like it was written for a roundtable discussion about a book called New World a Comin', : Black Religion and Racial Identity During the Great Migration.
Is this customary for you to open this many tabs? It sounds like it is.
I've been trying to cut down, but it left to my own devices. Yes.
Nicole, you've never seen this many tabs open, have you?
Absolutely not.
And some of these are work tabs. Some of these are work as well. I have Pocket too.
No, you don't.
Yes,
you're not using it, right?
I'm not. I'm apparently not.
Matt, what is the purpose? What did you want to accomplish on this website?
I don't know.
So do you know did you want to read about her later? Were you just interested in her? Okay,
yeah.
Great. So can you open... So on your... what is this? Toolbar.
Sure.
Yeah. Right-click on the toolbar.
Right-click on the toolbar?
Yeah, in the empty space. Yep.
Uh-huh.
All right. Do new... add folder.
Okay.
Great. And we're going to call it Interesting Things to Return to.
Wait, I already have one called Personal.
Well, it's a hot mess. Create a new one called Interesting Things to Return to.
Okay, I'm going to make a new bookmark folder.
Yes.
Within my personal folder.
Yes, I support that. I support that.
There, Judith Wiesenfeld is going in there. And I'll also have you know that that's her...
You didn't do it. You just put her under it. You just changed the order.
I'll also have you know that that was Judith Wiesenfeld's personal webpage. My hunch is that her faculty webpage is also open here.
Welcome to Inbox, the show where we gain access to our guests' digital correspondence and mine their personal lives for comedy gold. I am Matt Strout.
And I'm Nicole Dressbell, and our guest this week is writer, performer, theologian Matt Cutler.
Thank you so much for having me.
Matt, let's look at your actual email. If you can fucking find which tab it's in. Hey, Matt, before the end of the... Oh, whoops. Hey, buddy? I guess you'll be buddy and you'll be Matt.
Okay.
Hey, buddy, we're going to get him down to half as many tabs by the end of this episode.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
All right. Got it on the fourth try.
It's about the seventh one over from the left for those listening at home.
So you have 1,100 unread emails.
Yeah.
What's your email process?
I don't have one at all. I do star things.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
You don't get rid of anything? It all just stays in there? Some of it read, some of it unread?
Maybe like once every 6 months to a year, I will just archive everything.
Oh.
Because I can't
So you just start, wipe the slate clean.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But it's archived, so you can still search for whatever you want.
Okay. I saw something I want to talk about, but let's, first things first. Mm-hmm. Matt Cutler, who do you not want to email?
Email. Roulette.
Oh, yeah. What do other people say?
Usually, the further back in their past they reach, the
better.
It's been everything from like a personal trainer to like college roommates mm-hmm. to like former boss at a random ass place you worked. Like, it doesn't really have to be someone you're in touch with.
I will email my boss at the investment bank where I worked when I first moved to New York.
Beautiful. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience and your relationship with that boss?
I had just moved to New York. It was at a bank called Barclays Capital.
Heard of it.
Are we going to have to bleep that? You're okay with having that on record?
Yeah, I don't care.
Great.
And it was like just before the financial collapse. And everyone was really riding high.
Coke and money parties.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And I was like a temp. I was stealing boxes of milk from the refrigerator to take home.
What do you mean a box of milk?
You know, they have, do you know what I'm talking about? They'll have like
little baby cartons.
Parmalite?
I think that was creamer.
I think you were stealing half and half there.
It was good milk. It was almond. They had almond milk. They also had regular milk, but it was in the box form, not still made of cardboard, you know, but it was rectangular.
Like a
rectangular.
Stop describing a box to us.
A carton of milk.
It had six sides.
Wait, are you describing a carton of milk?
No, because there's no pointy part.
No pointy part. Wait, it was a box, just like a package of milk.
It was a package of milk, and there was a spout at the top.
So it was so we can all picture almond milk in a box.
Yeah, with the triangular top, the house of the roof, the roof of the house.
No. But that's where
No. That's not almond milk.
Yeah,
it is.
With a roof of a house?
Yes. Yeah. Almond milk has plenty of roofs.
And then there's a skylight
gable.
In the roof.
Yes.
There's a skylight in the slanted part of the roof that you unscrew.
Right.
And you drink out of. No, I'm picturing an almond milk that's just flat roof.
Matt Cutler. Okay,
well then
I'm
just picture that. That's what I was stealing from this investment.
But you're saying it was that, but with regular milk in it. And that I cannot picture, sir.
The smaller one.
Yeah.
Gotcha. With the little opener on the corner, the little plastic opening thing, and then the tinfoil beneath it that you peel back.
Exactly
yes,
right.
But Matt.
Exactly right.
I was just
stuffing those into my like computer briefcase.
Yes, but buddy, he's trying to tell us he was getting regular milk
in
those containers.
Sure, you both put regular milk in there.
I don't see it.
This was before the financial collapse.
Yeah, Nicole,
remember.
Different time.
Hey, Nicole, it's Matt.
Hey, Matt, what's up?
Hey, this is kind of random, but I've been thinking about something. I wanted to ask you about it. Have you ever, tried to hire someone?
Matt, it's so funny you should say this. I was just remembering this one time I had to go to, wait for this. Can you believe
wait,
this?
Okay, well, I don't know if I can believe it or not.
A job fair.
Oh, wow.
Where you, sit behind a table and you try to get people to come and be interested in order to, meet interesting candidates. Can you believe that's a way we've tried to recruit potential employees before?
That honestly sounds like a nightmare for you personally. Was that a nightmare?
Yeah, I mean, Matt, so much of hiring is a nightmare. But do you know what makes it easy?
Hit me with it.
ZipRecruiter.
That's right, Nicole. I mean, that's true. Hiring is challenging. But the place where you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart, a place where growing businesses connect to qualified candidates, is ZipRecruiter.com/inbox.
ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply for your job.
As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day.
With results like that, it's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the highest rated hiring site in America.
And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/inbox.
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 ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
We already got We have enough. Let's not overthink this. Get in a compose box.
Yeah, let's
we're
get
writing
in there.
This email.
Okay.
Great. Subject line?
Confession.
No. Use your head. Think about it for a second. What's the subject line? Got milk? Rachel knew.
Wait, I'm not involved in this decision-making process.
No, but you're typing.
Okay.
Got milk? Question mark? No, got milk. It needs to all be lowercase letters. Christ.
I wouldn't have gotten to got milk in like 30 minutes or longer, by the
really?
Way. Really? No, I just was not there.
To me, it's so. Hey, listeners, Buddy's going to say the email address at the end of the show. So just email us if you heard got milk coming. I'd love the validation. Got a little confession to make.
Let's do a salutation.
Salutation, yeah. Boss.
Salutation, boss, comma.
Salutation, chief.
Salutation, chief.
Okay. Got a little confession to make.
Got a little.
Don't worry.
Don't worry.
It's not Bernie Madoff size.
It's not Bernie Madoff hyphen size.
Okay. That I don't know that you're keeping it. I don't know that hyphen's necessary. It sounds like you exercise, but with Bernie Madoff.
And it's not that.
Bread parentheses. And to be clear.
And to be clear.
Not talking about exercising with Bernie Madoff.
We're not talking about jazzercise, but instead of jazz, it's Bernie Madoff scatting.
Well, don't look at me like you're riffing. Buddy just told you to write that down.
Oh, sorry.
Parentheses. Don't worry, it's not okay.
Don't worry, it's not okay. End parentheses.
All right, there
okay,
we
great.
Go.
Next line. For years, during the several months I worked for you.
I think I worked there for 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I stole milk. Now, underneath, for years, since the several months I left.
This was 10 years ago.
I love time jokes.
Since the several months I left.
I have carried this.
I've carried this burden.
New
line. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Up hills.
Up. Okay.
Up hills. Over dales.
Over dales.
Through floods.
Across fjords.
Through floods, across fjords.
Through fire. THREW fire.
This is fucking insane. All right, next line. The milks were not the large-sized ones with the roofs. We're going to stick with what Matt Cutler wrote. The milks were not the large-sized ones with the room.
On the top.
On the top. And the skylight looking into that room.
They were rectangles, like six sides.
Spout placed, typically in the upper right corner.
But upper lower if you're holding it differently.
Like on its side.
Wait, I also meant to say upper left, but saying upper lower is so funny. Let me know if you need a picture. And then in parentheses, just write google.com/image search. And new line. And then tab in from this new line. Also, I guess you can't tab in. Okay, so just do five spaces. Please contact my financial advisor, Larry Summers, if you want me to Venmo you for the milk.
And then I estimate that I stole upwards of 500 jugs during my years working there.
Can we say jug tangles? Can we say jug tangles? Like jug rectangles, jug tangles?
Thank you.
During my years of months working there.
We have a sign off here or just leaving
no,
it at that?
No, we've been doing a lot of leaving it. So what do you think?
Fondly.
Fondly. Alton Brown.
What does he do?
He's like a food guy.
Yeah, he's like a food guy, but not Diners, Dives, and Drive-ins.
No. That's Guy Fieri. Get out of here.
But it's also not America's Test Kitchen. He's in the spectrum of America's Test Kitchen to Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives.
I think he's closer
Alton
to
Brown
America's.
Is in the
My feeling is he's closer to America's Test Kitchen. All right, Matt, it's time to go to a tab.
Tabs.
A tab? I thought this was inbox.
Yeah, but you derailed it by coming in like a fucking lunatic.
Okay.
Oh, also, we should keep track of how many tabs we do. So one.
Tab one.
Cool. Pick a random tab. Follow your bliss.
Oh, there's some work stuff here that legally I really shouldn't talk about.
Okay, next one.
Next tab.
Tab two.
Same.
Next one.
Tab 3.
Oh, here's a good one.
Okay. This is a Google Books page.
Yeah. So God bless you for keeping Google Books working.
Yeah.
I don't think they need much help. I think they're doing fine.
Google Books?
Yeah, what do you know?
Hey, listeners, call in. Let us know if you're using Google Books.
There is no phone.
I want to know what it is.
It's a Google Book copy of a book called Horror Film and Psychoanalysis, subtitle Freud's Worst Nightmare.
And what is it for?
I don't know. I've been thinking about psychoanalysis lately and how legitimate it is to interpret culture using the tools of psychoanalysis, and I was thinking about movies and thinking about how desire functions in some movies, and this came up. I think I'll bet this came up because I was searching something like psychoanalysis and film, and I found the name of the guy who edited this, Stephen J. Schneider, and Googled him.
You're the real version of the kind of interests we all thought we'd have when we were grown-ups when we were in college.
No,
you know what I mean?
I read a lot of tabs, a little bit of lot of tabs.
Right. And I just want to be clear. I just want to interject while you guys were talking about that a second ago. I did count the tabs, and by my count, it is 47.
Wow.
Open in this browser, which is a lot.
That's insane.
And also, that's one of two browsers.
So Matt, what are we going to do with this?
I am going to put that into interesting things to return to.
Great. Let's go back to your email if you can goddamn find it. Click on that.
Which one?
From 11:59 p.m. near the bottom. What is this?
This is a Google Voice notification that I got a voice message. I don't think I use it anymore either, but it somehow is still connected.
So what happens?
So I will get, like, if someone leaves a voice mail, I can access it through my email.
So do it.
Email.
Do it. Find
a little transcription.
Too. Yes. Read the transcription to
this
us.
This is amazing.
So we can see how right this is.
The transcription for this Google Voice voicemail says, "Hey, cuz, C-U-Z, this is you. We're going to call me back, but I see you're not. Hey, I'm hanging out. Bye."
Okay. Can you please now listen to it?
Hey, cuz, what's up? You're going to call me back, but I see you're not. Hey, I'm hanging out. Bye.
Pretty close.
Was that a wrong message?
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, there's so many in here.
There also are like threats from, I think like phishing schemes.
You have failed to file your actual income tax, which is higher than what it was supposed to be. For the same, arrest warrant is released on your name. Please call us back immediately on our number, 315-226-3661. I repeat, 315-226-3661.
What's fascinating is that the transcription was completely accurate, which means robot only wants to talk to robot.
Yeah.
Hmm.
They really went for a couple different buckets there with the income tax and the arrest warrant.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were smart because they went, you have failed to file your actual income tax. So you're gonna still get people who are like, but I filed my income tax. We didn't file my actual income tax.
Right, because it was higher than it was supposed to be.
Which is also, and the nightmare is like, oh my God, wait, I was supposed to pay more than I did. Oh no, oh no.
Right.
And then, well, what are they going to do? There is an arrest warrant released in my name.
On your name.
On my name.
Even worse.
Wait, go back to this Staples email. This Staples voicemail.
Hello, my name is Elizabeth, and I'm calling from Staples.com. I'm calling in regards to order number 9742684484. I received a message that you had not received your Gap Options gift card email delivery. I have verified that that has processed and would have gotten sent out either Friday or at some point over the weekend. So you should have that in your email. The email that went to is MatthewAcutler@gmail.com. This would have come from giftcardmall.com. and it may have gone into your spam or junk folder, so please check for those as well. If you have not received it or if you're unable to locate it, please call us back at 877-678-2753. Thank you so much and have a great day.
You know what you were saying before, Nicole, about how I'm the kind of guy who we all hoped we'd be when we were in college?
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Wait, what are you? What is this? Explain the context for this.
I have a vague memory that.
Okay, this is from. Okay, it's from August 2016. So it's been almost 2 years.
Yeah, I have a vague memory that somehow there was like a promotional thing that like allowed me to get a Staples gift card because I had bought a printer or something, and I was having some trouble.
But you were getting a Gap gift card from Staples.
Is that what it said?
It said Gap gift card.
What?
Yes. The transcription says received your fax cap options gift card email delivery.
I think it said Gap. Go back and listen.
Your Gap options gift card email delivery.
Yeah, Gap options gift card.
Okay.
What is that?
Wait, more of this is coming back to me. I think that like Staples somehow administers gift cards for a bunch of different stores.
You mean like when you're at a Staples, you can buy a bunch of gift cards for
maybe?
What's Gap options though? Real treasure trove here. You got a lot going on in this
Google
Voice folder.
Yeah, this is Google Voice. Everybody's got to think about doing Google Voice.
But are we going to look at my emails or what?
Calm down. We have. Go back.
To the emails?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nope. Actually, it's time for a tab. Pick a random tab.
Tab 4.
Oh, that's more work stuff.
Okay, new one.
Tab 5.
What are we looking at?
This is a Wikipedia page for a woodcut artist. Named Franz Mazurael, I believe it's pronounced. I'm not sure. His greatest work is generally said to be the wordless novel Passionate Journey.
And where are we going to put this?
Interesting things to return to.
Back to email.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hey, Matt, let's look at your oldest email in your inbox.
The bottom of the box.
So this is the oldest in your inbox.
Mm-hmm.
So scroll down.
See, okay, so it's from September of last year, so it looks like that's when I archived everything.
This makes me so angry. One of the first things we see that isn't clicked is an email from you to you. That is what?
Oh, no. It's titled Elements of Comedy Films, and it's a link to a Facebook post by Alexis Pereira.
So let's take that link, and where are we going to put it?
The trash.
Oh. It's just like, Matt, like it feels like your whole life is just little nuggets of things that you mean to learn about.
Yeah.
Just put them all in one place, and now you're going to archive that email.
It seems like you shouldn't have access to the internet, because how do you get anything done?
Do you want to see? Well, I'd have to open a new tab to show you this.
Yeah.
We're still net down, I think, tabs.
I have this, an Alpha Smart Neo.
What is that?
It's a
word processor from the 1980s.
I mean, it looks like a P-Touch kind of swallowed a typewriter.
Yeah, yeah. It's a word processor that's designed for... I guess classrooms. You can only see about 4 lines of text on it, and you can.
No, I know. My uncle Nick had one in 1994.
Yeah, that's what I have.
What do you mean? That's what you have?
So that I don't get distracted by all of these tabs
I'm
writing.
Oh my god! Oh my god! I hate this.
Hold on. Okay, so you write on that.
Uh huh.
And then you just banged out like an hour of work. Uh-huh. Where does that go?
Oh, it's wild. It's wild because you can't even like transfer a file. What you do is you take a USB cord and you connect it to the Alpha Smart Neo. This like basically a keyboard with a little LED screen where you can see some text. You connect it to your computer. You open a new word processing, a Word file or a Google Docs file, and then you press a button on the keyboard of this Alpha Smart Neo that says send, and then it types onto the document. You see it like it like clacking the words across your screen. It doesn't just transfer the file. It actually types on your screen.
Is it doing that to be satisfying for you, or is it doing that because that's the best way for it to do it?
I think that's just like the most efficient
that's
way.
That's not the most efficient.
For the, how the memory goes and how the to put it together economically.
How much did this set you back?
Like $20.
And are they still making them, or?
I don't think they're still making them, but like they were bought in bulk by like school districts and stuff. So now they're very cheap on eBay. And it's a great way to have a distraction-free writing environment.
How,
and it's very light. It just takes a couple AA batteries.
How often are you using it?
Not often.
And how and this four lines at a time word processor that you're using.
Tell you what.
How efficient is it for banging out pilot scripts, bud?
Then I also will, like you talked about scripts. I've been using Fade In. I like Fade In. But when I'm just like getting ideas down onto the page and I don't want to open a million tabs and like I have an idea. Let's say I have an idea for a pilot and I just want to get the idea down on the words, down in the words. I want to say down on the page, but not down on the page, down on the memory card, whatever. And I don't want to be distracted by, for instance, the faculty page of Rachel B. Gross, who is an assistant professor of American Jewish Studies at San Francisco State University.
And where are we going to put Rachel B. Gross?
She is going in Interesting Things to Return To.
Tab 6.
Yeah, Matt, but also, it's starting to feel like you might be profiling women religious professors.
Not just women religious professors, but ones with PhDs from Princeton or who currently are on the Princeton.
What, is this is this a fetish?
I mean, probably.
Uh-oh. Oh my God.
Probably. Uh-oh.
Let it be known, Matt closed that tab and what appeared was graduate profiles and two pictures of two lovely young women.
Tab 7.
God.
Matt, what?
This is a page. We have
yes, it's a page.
This is a page of the NYU's religious studies program, and this page profiles some of the graduates currently enrolled in their MA.
And you filtered it to say women, to show women only.
No, I did not. Jesus Christ. Although so far
it's only women.
Oh, there's a dude.
There's another dude.
Like, just like, close one more. Just close this one. Just want to see what happens. See if it's another one.
We're gonna close this NYU Religious Studies graduate profiles of the Religious Studies Department page. Okay. Judith Wiesenfeld CV.
Tab 8.
You remember Judith Wiesenfeld from earlier?
Why are you looking at her resume?
It's not a resume. It's a CV.
Get out. Where are we going to put it?
Okie dokie.
Let's go back to email. Okay, Matt, can we talk about your labels?
Yeah.
Let's put a label on it.
Let's put labels on it.
For people who don't know you, explain what each label is. Go down.
Well, there's Judith Wiesenfeld folder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is slanderous.
Okay. Start at the beginning.
Okay, this label simply says Bucky. That's the name of my improv team that you, Nicole, are also on.
Yep. Okay, next label.
Head Place. Head Place is the name of my podcast that is out on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network. It is a improvised guided meditation.
Great. And next one is a work one. And then underneath that?
This meditation podcast.
Okay.
Which I think includes some correspondence I had about the Head Place podcast before we had a name for it.
Great. And then this is the one I really wanted to get to. Underneath that.
This says Rohr, R-O-H-R.
Yes. And will you explain to listeners at home who are not theologians or Catholics what you're talking about?
Richard Rohr is a Franciscan contemplative. Yeah, a priest and a monk in the Franciscan tradition, and he has written some popular books about the contemplative traditions within Catholicism. And by contemplative, I mean things like relating to meditation. He writes about, for a popular audience, about finding meaning through contemplative practices.
And all of your folders relate directly to either your job or creative projects, and then this monk has his own folder.
Of which, how many emails would you say are read in this?
Well, I can tell you there's 450 that are not read.
This is, but Matt, is bananas to me that he has warranted his own folder in your email. This is bananas. Because it is very efficiently like, I am Matt. These are projects I am working on. This is, and then it's just like this one man.
Mm-hmm. These are little little meditations, sort of brain droppings that he will send out.
Okay. Great. And when was the last time you opened one?
A while ago.
Scroll down, find the last one you opened. Next page.
March the 5th.
And today is?
Today is June the
13th.
Yeah, okay. Is there a Richard Rohr book you would recommend?
The Divine Dance. It's about the Trinity.
Great.
I can't believe you're not jumping on that, my most recent email.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, you can't affect your spam, but do you want to read it to us?
The subject line is, Dads love these courses. Let's see what courses dads might love.
Yeah. It's from Coursera. So I guess I should have given you shit for this because it's another goddamn self.
Ooh, machine learning.
Betterment.
You don't know how many online courses I've started and not even stopped, but just like abandoned.
What do you think is the difference between stopping and abandoning?
That's a good question. Like, I'm not like, I'm done with this. I'll be like, I'll get notifications like, hey, this course is ending soon. I'll be like, I really should. We'll just do the homework for that. Am I going to learn statistics
with an R?
With R, which is a programming language? No, but I'd like to have known that already.
Go to a tab.
Tab 9.
What is this? Just read the top of this page.
Her Eminence Mindrolling Jetsun Khandro Rinpoche.
Why is it Mindrolling? Mindrolling.
Because it's Tibetan.
Oh.
It does read as though mind rolling.
Actually, no, I'm not 100% sure if that's the correct pronunciation.
It seems like it's just mind rolling. What is it? Can you explain
it
to us?
But it's not an English word.
It's also you just trying to get off on another religious woman?
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
This is a Tibetan nun, and I've listened to some of her talks online, and she's seems like a lot of fun, and she is funny and like kind of compelling to listen to. And she has some online courses that I was looking at. And she also has a retreat center in Virginia that I was looking to see if, like, is there a program I might be able to go to for a weekend.
What are you laughing at, bud?
She's just trying to, she has some online courses. She's trying to make that final sales pitch to you, Nicole.
Matt, where are we putting it?
Interesting things to return to.
Great.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
We could go through. We could go back to email. We could check out your same list. We can, hey, you got a letter from a parent? We can all do all that bullshit.
No, I want the tabs.
I think we're just going to do tabs. So, right. Matt, let's go back to the beginning. We're just doing tabs. And we're going to end this with everything that's not a work tab is going to be closed. So.
Tab 10.
Okay, what's this?
Work stuff.
Great, next one.
Tab 11.
Work stuff.
Next.
Tab 12.
Work stuff.
Great.
Tab 13.
This is an academic article from May 1970.
You're a fucking lunatic.
It's published
just
in...
Just read the title first.
Birth Upside Down or Right Side Up by Jonathan Z. Smith, who's...
He's a man.
He's a man, but like one of the major figures in religious studies and the teaching of religious studies in America.
Interesting things to return to.
Great. Thank close you. It.
Tab 14.
Oh, this is more...
More mind-rolling.
More things from... Jetsun Khandro Rinpoche.
Great. Where are we putting it?
I think we can just close that one.
Great.
Because we already have...
Tab 15.
Washington Post article about Supreme Court ruling in favor of the Colorado baker who would not make a wedding cake for a gay couple.
Where are we putting it?
I read that. We can just close it.
Great.
Tab 16.
Oh, this is a New Yorker comedy piece by writer, improviser, comedian Bob Volfoff. It's very funny. It's called Werner Herzog's First Day in Improv Class.
And it's an article, so where are we going to put it?
Interesting things to return to.
Next.
Tab 17.
A think piece about the finale of The Americans.
Where are we putting it?
I don't have my pocket applet installed.
Then we're just putting it. Then we're putting it in Interesting Things to Return To.
Well, here's what I'll do.
No, you're not emailing it to yourself.
Oh, boy.
You're not emailing it to yourself.
I'm not emailing it to myself. I'm emailing it to add to pocket.
Okay. I didn't know you could do that.
Yep.
Tab 18.
What's it?
This is a Wikipedia page for the Armer Steiner House, also known as the Karmer Octagon House.
Close it. Next.
Tab 19.
This is the homepage of a sci-fi writer who writes in a combination of the Cthulhu universe and Cold War spy novels.
Where are we putting it?
Interesting Things to Return To.
Close it.
Tab 20.
This is another novel that takes place in the Cthulhu universe. It's not Lovecraft, but it's in that same universe. It's also a different author than the one before.
Where are we putting it?
Interesting Things to Return.
Close it. Next.
To.
Tab 21.
This is Spotify open in a web page, even though I have the Spotify
Close
app.
Close it. Next.
Tab 22.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
This is the
We're back.
This is Princeton University's Department of Religion page.
I feel like we're watching a serial killer like gather their information.
They've noticed your traffic. These pages. No one else goes to these pages that you're going to. You realize
you kidding
that?
Me?
Like, we had a huge spike today.
Put it in your serial killer folder.
Interesting Things to Return To. This is a great name for a serial killer book.
It really is.
Yes.
Tab 23.
Okay.
This is a Wikipedia page. It's for a Buddhist, a phrase that comes from the Lotus Sutra.
And next.
Tab 24.
More work stuff.
Tab 25.
No. No. Matt, tell us what we're looking at.
Oh, well.
It's a Wikipedia. It's a Wikipedia page. Titled simply List of Computer Criminals. List of Computer Criminals.
Wow, this has been starting to become stunning.
Matt, where are we gonna put it?
Interesting Things to Return To.
Hey, which matter are we talking to?
An interesting murder I'm about to commit.
Tab 26.
Oh boy.
This is a Wikipedia page article titled Tab Nabbing. It's a form of computer exploit and phishing attack, which persuades users to submit their login details and
passwords.
Where
are we going to put it?
If this episode's not called Tab Nabbing, yeah. I'll be disappointed.
Yeah, Rachel, come on. Great. Next.
Tab 27.
This is a Wikipedia page for a computer game called Sherlock Holmes Consulting Detective Volume 3.
This is all today.
It was released in...
This is all today. You opened all of these today, right?
A lot of them. For the last few, I for sure did.
What?
But some of them have been open for weeks, probably.
Where are we putting it? Thank you. Mm-hmm. Close it.
Tab 28.
This is the homepage of graphic designer Susan Kerr. She was an early Apple employee. Mm-hmm. She designed a lot of the iconic Apple icons.
And where is she going?
She's going into that little folder
yep.
over there.
And then someday your basement. And next.
Tab 29.
This is the homepage of Common Ground Compost.
And where's it going?
I'm just going to close that one.
Okay. Well, but then you're never going to know where to put the bodies.
And then what do we have next?
Tab 30.
We have the results of a Google search for compost bin.
Thinking about doing a bit of composting?
Yeah at the office.
With organic materials, right?
Oh, geez. Wait.
Come on.
This is really starting to piece this together.
Tab 31.
Yeah, you're not bookmarking
Google
search.
Oh, boy. Getaway route. It's a getaway route.
No, it's a Google map.
It's a Google map from my office to this studio.
Oh, okay. That's
Close it.
Pretty normal.
I got away and I came here.
We do it out. Close it.
Do you want to see my other browser?
Oh, my God. Yeah, we might as well be completists.
Now this is not...
Tab 32.
Oh, my God.
So
first article.
An opinion article entitled, What Religion Gives Us, parentheses, that Science Can't? is this?
Wait, close it when you're done with it.
Oh.
Okay, next.
Tab 33.
This is the homepage of The Simple Way. It's a neo-monastic community in Philadelphia.
Oh,
where does it go?
You're going to do a big murder. You're going to do a big murder.
It's going away.
Tab 34.
Oh, this goes with the list of, this goes in the same vein as like computer criminals, because this is an article about No Man's Sky players volunteering to be space cops. Space
Put it
cop.
Away.
Tab 35.
All right, I'll give this one to you. I'll give this one to you.
Yeah, this is solid.
This is an article from Scientific American entitled Crowdsourcing in Manhunts Can Work. This.
Oh my God. This is insane.
This article.
Oh no, guys. It's okay. It's a recent article. It's from
April 26, 2013. It's about being able to find people. Going on very little information. I think there was like a competition where they like gave someone like a just a photograph of someone's face, and then they're like, find out where this person is right now in the world. And they were able to find them in like the Czech Republic.
But not you, Matt.
Not me.
Okay, next.
Tab 36.
This is a page from the MIT Media Lab.
And where's it going? We don't need to know all of it, but we did have two articles about artificial intelligence.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. There's an article. I remember the thing that got me into this that might be of interest to you.
I 100% don't trust you that this is going to be as funny as you made it seem. Oh, no. Yes, it is.
Buddy,
read it.
It's an article entitled,
MIT scientists created a psychopath AI by feeding it violent content from Reddit.
I can't fucking believe we saw this coming. So it's all kinds of serial killer stuff. And then there's two AI links that we didn't tell you about, guys. And then the next thing is a psychopathic robot because it's all of the things you love merging together,
I guess. It's all of a piece.
Oh, dear.
It's really nuts in this article. They basically fed descriptions of horrifying photos on Reddit to this machine learning algorithm, and then they showed it, like here you can see, they showed it like Rorschach test ink blots, and they had like a standard AI that they had just exposed regular images to, and they were like, what does this look like? And the standard AI said a close-up of a wedding cake on a table, and the psychopath AI said a man killed by a speeding driver.
Yikes.
Oh my god, do the next one.
Standard AI said, a person is holding an umbrella in the air. And then the psychopath AI said, man is shot dead in front of his screaming wife.
Come on. Look at the next one.
And finally, it said, I see a black and white photo of a small bird. And the psychopath AI said, man gets pulled into dough machine.
Dough machine. What?
I mean, here's what I'll say. I don't think it's fair at all to call that AI a psychopath. Wait, it's what it has reference points for.
Man gets pulled into dough machine is when it tipped over the edge for me.
Yeah. Part of the point of this experiment was if we don't build these AI just right, then it might like destroy humanity or something. And the point of this was even if you build – because these two AIs were the same structurally, but they just trained them using different reference points.
And where's it going to go?
I mean, this is an interesting thing to return to.
That's definitely an interesting thing to return to.
Okay, real quick.
Tab 37.
This is a Wikipedia page for Level 9 Computing. It's a British software developer that was active in the 80s.
Tab 38.
It's an article about how the Hulk is back from the dead and more dangerous than ever.
In case you're looking for a partner.
Tab 39.
Great. And finally.
This is the homepage of Dharma Ocean. More online courses.
Great.
Interesting things to return to.
Close it. Matt, speaking of interesting things to return to, let's go back to that email.
Whatever.
All right, Matt, read us what you got, starting with the subject line.
Subject line. Got milk? Salutations, Chief. Got a little confession to make. Don't worry. It's not Bernie Madoff size. Don't worry. It's not okay. For years, during the several months I worked for you, I stole milk. For years, since the several months I left, I have carried this burden. Up hills, over dales, through floods, scross fjords, through fire. The milks were not the large-sized ones with the room on the top and the skylight looking into that room. They were rectangles, like six sides. Spout places typically in the upper right corner, but upper lower if you're holding it differently, like it's on its side. Let me know if you need a picture, google.com/image search. Also, please contact my financial advisor, Larry Summers, if you want me to Venmo you for the milk. I estimate that I stole upwards of 500 jug tangles during my years of months working there. Fondly, Alton Brown.
I have two edits I gotta suggest.
Mm-hmm. Please.
I think we should get in, when we're talking about the dimensions of the milk, we need to get an upside down or right side up somewhere in there. Because that was the title of that academic paper, wasn't it? Didn't you have an upside down or right side up thing?
I mean, we can't go. Don't go looking for it. Go to my new folder.
Tab number one.
Interesting things to return to.
Oh my God, there's so many links in here.
And remember, this is a subfolder of my personal folder.
Okay, we can move
birth
on.
Upside down or right side up. Yeah. That's right.
All right.
Also, but no, and maybe for google.com/images, we just hyperlink to a compost bin from there.
Just do google.com/image search/compost bin and just see what it takes you.
All right.
Matt, you get one guess, and if you don't get it right, you're sending this email.
Okay.
Nicole has recently upped the stakes from two guesses to one. We don't know the answer.
Okay.
Nicole has stopped helping with these, but I'm willing to offer my help.
Okay.
YouTube stars Jake and Logan Paul were under controversy this year for posting a video in Japan's suicide forest saying the N-word while rapping, among other things. Still, their fans are a rabid force, and we should all be terrified. Thank you, Rachel.
What do their respective followers
call themselves?
Oh, my God.
Do you know it?
At some point, I did.
Okay. Ready?
Uh-huh.
A, Jake, Paul, Army, and Logang. B, Jakers and Loganberries. C, Logan's Run and Jake Babes. D, Paulines and Paulettes.
A.
Jake, Paul, Army, and Logang. Confidently, you're sure of it. Don't want to think about it anymore.
I think that's as good as I'm going to do.
Look at Rachel and tell her that's your answer.
That's my answer. Thumbs up from Rachel.
Wow.
Wow, guys. Online education works.
I'm really glad I took all those data science in R classes.
Matt, thank you so much. Do you have anything you'd like to promote?
I'd like to promote my podcast. It's called Head Place. It's a guided meditation comedy podcast. You can download it on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, everywhere you get your podcasts.
Bud, you got anything you want to promote?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm fine. Oh, our show?
Yeah.
Hey, if you want to get us, you can get us at inboxpodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter at inboxpodcast. Bye.
I was also in the office the morning of the Virginia Tech shooting, and this guy turned off the TV because we were like too busy.
I don't know why I gasped. I think I gasped because I thought it was going to be because he was personally affected, and then I was surprised that the reason was callous.
No.
Well. Also, sorry, enter.
Enter.
Also, I never found out how the Virginia Tech shooting went.
No. Just no.
So thanks for nothing.
No.
Could I say
I'm getting double vetoes.
Yeah,
on this.
That's just a
could I say who won?
No. Okay. Okay. Take it out. Take it out. Okay. Take it out.
Redact.
Jesus. All right. Bunch of babies.